我想，你对旁边的那一位讲，你的罪已经赦免。两千年前，耶稣已经担当了。
This
is the truth， 这是真理。
This is the truth。
Yeah， 要相信。
You have to believe。
这就叫做福音。
This is called the gospel。
这就叫做好消息。
This is the good news。
这就是两千年前，耶稣已经为你担当了一切的罪。
2000 years ago, Jesus has already bear all your sins。
啊，上个星期我们也讲，真正我们回到我们福音的中心呢，就是好消息。
So last week we're talking about the center of our message is to go back to the gospel。
我们教会走到任何地方呢，要告诉人一个好消息。
So everywhere we go as a church, we need to tell people this good news。
我们讲的是好消息。
We're talking about a good news。
不是坏消息。
It's not a bad news。
那现在呢？世人对教会有不同的看法。
So nowadays people have different opinions on our church。
有时候世上的人觉得教会告诉他们是坏消息。
Sometimes people think that the message that a church delivers is a bad news。
如果我们教会没有讲出来真理，没有活出来真理，求神怜悯我们，让我们继续的来活出来。
If our church cannot practice what we preach, may God have mercy on us。
但是呢，我们要从脑子里面非常的清楚知道，我们接受的是一个好消息。
But in our mindset, we have to know clearly that we are receiving a good message.
就是神差派他的儿子为世人的罪定死。
It's God sent His one and only Son to come and bear our sins.
人并不能担当自己的罪。
As a human, we cannot bear our own sins.
所以他差派他的儿子来承担我们的罪。
That's why He sent His Son to carry all our sins.
以致让我们能够得自由。
So that we can have freedom.
让他得生命。
So that we can have life.
这就是好消息。
This is the good news.
我们要非常清楚。
We have to know.
我们见到我们周围一个人，任何一个人都告诉他，告诉你的好消息。
So everyone that we meet, we have to tell them this good news.
不管他现在所处的状况是什么。不管他在吸毒，还是同性恋，还是家庭有困难、经济有困难，还是离婚了，还是怎么样有病了，都说告诉你好消息。
No matter in what situation they're in, whether he is having financial issues or family issues, or if he's a drug addict or in sexual immoralities, we still have to tell them that there is a good news.
不管他是基督徒，还是非基督徒，还是天主教徒、印度教徒，都要告诉他这是好消息。
No matter if he's a Christian or a Catholic or a Muslim or a Hinduism, we still have to tell them this good news.
不管他是一个软弱的基督徒，还是一个刚强的基督徒，不管他是来教会不来教会的基督徒，都要告诉他这个好消息。
Even if he's a non-Christian, devoted Christian, or weak Christians, or a Christian that does not go to church, or even he goes to church, we still have to tell them this is the good news.
Good news is 好消息就是你的罪已经被担当了。
The good news is that all our sins, your sins have been carried by Jesus.
已经被担当。
Already been carried.
不是明天担当，后天担当。
Not tomorrow or next day.
已经被担当。
Already been carried by Jesus.
我们的工作就是要去告诉人家一个好消息。
All we need to do is to tell people about this good news.
所以圣经上讲呢。这个以赛亚先知预言说，那些报好消息、传佳音的人，脚中是何其的赞。
That's why in the book of Isaiah, it talks about how wonderful is the footstep of those who carry the good news.
就说，因为要来的弥赛亚，但先知远远的看见的时候，知道哇，将来的人有这么好的消息，他们的罪都担当了。我今天作为先知的话，我远远的看见。
So as the prophet Isaiah, he sees in his visions that the good news, the coming Messiah is coming to bury all the people's sins.
他就说，哇，那些人吸毒喝酒，他们的罪都被担当了，这是多么了不起的一件事情。我还没有尝过大麻。
Those people who are drug addicts, they already have this gospel, good news that are waiting for them, but even me, myself,
那个时候人从来没有经历过什么什么同性恋这个那个，他看到什么这些人，如果人的眼睛看这些人太糟糕了， 但是神还是担当了他们的罪的。
So back in the days, people may not experience homosexuality, but
他们看的明白都不明白。
They may not even understand.
说是这是什么东西
？They may not even understand what is it. But from their point of view, they're seeing in the vision that Jesus has already carried all their sins. So what? How wonderful the news is!
啊，不要说弥赛亚的时代。我跟我母亲讲，我说我们西方的人呢，他们结婚以后财产是分开的，他都用过去。
We don't even need to talk about the prophet Isaiah. Even my own mother, I told her that nowadays if you get divorced or your
got married, when you get married, you separate your account.
Okay, before you get married, so you get separated bank account so that you don't get.
My mother's almost fainted. What is this? Is this marriage?
这是婚姻吗？这是什么？
但是呢 ，good news， 好消息就是他的罪也被担当。
But the good news is that his sin has been buried by Jesus.
那但是他要知道他的罪被担当。
But he has to know that.
那我们的任务，我们的使命，就是要去告诉人这样的好消息。
So our mission is to tell people.
那所以听到的人信的人呢他说哇我的罪被别人担当了
So when people hear about this and realize that oh all my sins have been carried
全部担当了
already been taken care
自由了
I'm free
一个新的生命就开始
So a new life was beginning
我想我们在座的很多人都有这样的经历
I believe a lot of us have experienced this
那我是其中的一个
I'm one of them
当我刚信主的第一天
The first day I become a believer, I started to sing. 虽然五音不全，但是天天唱。Even though I couldn't sing well, but I still sing every day.
在教会里面拼命唱。
So in the church I sing.
因为我五音不全，但常常把人拉走掉。
Because I don't sing quite well, so a lot of times when I sing, I drift.
甚至这个领唱的人觉得我太搅扰。
Even the worship leader thinks I was too loud.
唱得太大就是那后来不让我唱我就自己一个人在河边唱我带一个随身听的时候一边跳一边唱一边祷告
So I start to sing around the rivers that nearly helped me
我当时住在一个河边我就先散步就祷告唱歌给鸟唱给鱼唱
So I was living by this river so I walk with my walkman and I start to sing I sing to the birds I sing to the fish
后来我的疾病也得到医治，我复学以后去复习我的这些课程的时候呢，我就在墨吉尔大学找一个教室，空教室，先唱一阵歌，再复习。
So I got well from my insomnia, so I went back to my studies. So before I study, I will go find a room in McGill. He was in McGill, so I was started to sing first before I study.
所以我常常带一个歌本，先唱几首歌，以后再学习。
So I always carry a few lyrics with me, so I will sing first before I study.
因为我接受了这个好消息。
Because I received the good news.
所以这个好消息，我们先要接受，先要去创业接受。
So we have to receive it and proclaim it.
还要把它活出来。
And also.Live it out.
当我们今天活出来的时候，我们说：“哎呀，这个基督徒都已经知道这个好消息，为什么有的软弱，有的刚强呢
？”So even now we have received the good news. How come some Christians are weak and some are stronger?
那我们还是要继续的听好消息。
We have to continue to listen to the good news.
要听全部的好消息。
We need to listen to all the good news.
另一个非常重要的好消息就是圣灵已经赐给你们。
So the second good news is that Holy Spirit has been sent to you.
当我们信主的时候，圣灵就住在我们的里面。
So when we become a believer, Holy Spirit come and live in us.
另外，就我们渴慕的时候呢，圣灵要大大的来充满我们，要来浸泡我们。
So if we desire the Holy Spirit will come and saturate us.
那所以好多基督徒呢？需要活在这一个真理里面，就是知道是不是靠着自己来过一个基督徒的生活，是靠着圣灵。
So as a Christian, Christian, we need to know the truth that we are not just living a Christian life by our own strength, but rather by the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果按照我自己的能力、自己的知识、自己的这个这个道德水平，好多时候做不出来的。
So if we are using our own knowledge, our own strength, and or our own moral standards, it's very hard for us to work it out.
那耶稣说你要爱你的仇敌，谁能爱呢
？Jesus said you have to love your enemies. How can you love your enemies?
啊，即使你爸爸妈妈告诉你不要吃零食，你都管不住。
Even simple things like if your parents telling you to stop eating junk food, even that is hard for you to do.
或者说你的太太告诉你不要吃太多，你都管不住。
or your wife telling you, okay, don't eat that much, even that is very hard for you to do.
或者你的先生告诉你不要看太多的电视连续剧，你也管不住。
or your husband may tell you, okay, don't watch too much soap TV, even that is very hard for you.
靠我自己的力量，我管不住，做不到。
So by our own strength, it's hard for us to achieve.
但是神没有说你要靠自己的力量。
God didn't say you have to rely on your own.
好消息就是他把圣灵赐给了。
Good news is that He sent the Holy Spirit to us.
所以我们要来接受，按照整理呢，接受圣灵要来充满，常常祷告圣灵要来充满。
So by the truth, we have to always ask for the Holy Spirit to come and fill us up.
那圣灵充满这个词呢很有意思，在原文希腊文里面它是一个进行式。
So, Holy Spirit filling us, so in the Greek, it was in a continuous tense.
Continuous tense. 它就说是不断的、不断的充满。
So it is continually to fill us up in this continual.
所以从里到外充满。
So it's from inside out.
从上到下充满。所以我们常常不断地要充满。
So we have to continue to fill up with the Holy Spirit.
但是充满呢，也有一些证据。
But to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we need to have some evidence.
那其中一个证据就是方言的恩赐。
So one of them is to speak in tongues.
那有些人可能还没有方言的恩赐，这不代表你没有圣灵。
Some people may not speak in tongues, doesn't mean you don't have the Holy Spirit.
所以你不要觉得你是二等公民或者怎么样。你也是神的儿女，神非常爱你。
So don't think you are a second grade citizenship in the heaven. God still loves you.
可是，如果神给了我们这个恩赐，让我们过一个得胜的生活呢？我们一定要接受，一定要求，一定要他的恩赐。
But if God wanted to give us this gift, so we have to go continue to ask for it.
那我们看看《格林多前书》第十二章。这十四章。十四章，我们看看，就是说这个方言的恩赐，圣灵充满这个方言的恩赐多么重要。
So we're gonna talk about the gift of speaking in tongues.
那圣灵充满了有好多的恩赐都会彰显出来。
So when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, there are a lot of gifts will be revealed.
但是呢，其中一个是方言的恩赐。
So one of them is to speak in tongues.
这个方言的恩赐呢，在基督的身体里面、教会里面呢，会有很多的争论。
So speaking in tongues, there are quite a lot of controversies in the church.
那另外一个呢，就是先知的恩赐。
The second thing is the gift of prophecy.
就是这两个恩赐，为什么在教会里面好多地方就是说会来混乱呢
？How come these two are create a lot of chaos?
那我要问你一个问题，如果撒旦要来攻击教会，他怎么攻击教会
？So I ask you a question: If the enemy want to attack a church, how does he come and attack?
他就要在最重要的真理上面要做混乱。
He will do on the most important truth in the church.
那为什么在方言和先知的恩赐上，仇敌要来攻击
？Why the enemy want to attack on the gift of prophecy?Also speaking in tongues.
因为先知是教会的眼睛。
Because as a prophet, they are the eyesight for the church.
所以当你眼睛瞎了的时候呢，你只能摸索着走。
If you lost your eyesight, you can only walk in darkness.
你虽然好死，还是得救的基督徒。
Even though you are still a saved Christian.
教会也是不断的做主的工。
And also, church may still do the works of God.
但是如果我们的眼睛很亮的时候，那就不一样。
But if we have a clear vision, the things will be different. different.
这就是先知的恩赐。
So that is the gift of prophecy.
那另外一个恩赐，为什么抽屉要慌忙，就是方言的恩赐呢？
The second thing is the gift of speaking in tongue. Why does the enemy want to attack on that?
我们来看看圣经怎么解。
So we'll go to the scripture.
十四章简单就说，你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐。其中更羡慕的是要做先知讲道。
So on the first verse, follow the way of God and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy.
那说方言的原不是对人说，那是对神说，因为没有人听出来。然而在他人的心里，述说各样的奥秘。
For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to the man, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him.He utters mysteries in his spirit.
当作先知讲道的是对人说，是要造就、安慰、劝勉人。
But everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort.
我愿意明这个说方言的是造就自己，做先知讲道的那是造就教会。
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
那。下面继续讲的时候呢，就说要切慕各样的恩赐，要切慕更多的是，这个造就教会的恩赐。
So later on, he talks about you should desire all these gifts, especially the gift that will edify the church.
所以呢，有一些人呢就说，我们要求这个造就教会的恩赐啊，就是要来先知讲道。
So some people will say, oh, we have to desire for the gift of prophecy, the gift that edifies the church. So meaning in speaking in prophecies.
啊，但是方言呢是造就自己的啊，没有那么重要。我们要造就教会。
So speaking in tongues is just for yourself, so it's not that important.
弟兄姐妹，你如果不能造就自己的话呢，很难造就教会。
But brother and sister, if you cannot edify yourself, you cannot do anything to the church.
这里保罗，使徒保罗这里讲的最主要的目的呢，就是在这个教会里面不要。要明白不同恩赐的作用，不要在大庭广众底下来表现自己这个方言这样的。
So, the meaning that Paul was speaking about this is that he wants us to know the different gifts will be used by different areas, so we do not come to a church to put up a show, so let people know that, you know.
因为方言你在教会里面讲的时候，别人不懂，不能造就他。
Because if you speak in tongues, people do not understand. If you do that in a church, it may not help others.
好多人拿这个经文来就说，我们是保罗是要来让我们求这个造就教会，而不是方言是不重要的。
So some people will come and say, okay, Paul wants us to desire for the gifts that will edify the church, not to speak in tongues, because speaking in tongues is just.
但是这里清楚的讲呢，说方言是什么？造就自己。
But clearly, the passage says that speaking in tongue is to edify oneself.
多少人先造就自己
？How many of you wanted to edify yourself?
多少人先造就自己举手
？How many want to edify yourself?
你们都不想造就自己，不想造就教会，不想造就自己。
So you want to edify the church, but not yourself?
多少人先造就教会？
How many want to
edify the church? 都很好，那是弟兄姐妹。说实际，做一个实实际际的基督徒呢，先要造就自己。
So be a practical Christian. So you have to edify yourself first.
弟兄姐妹，好多时候我们，这个在工作的时候那么大的压力，对不对？来到我们的身上。
So, brothers and sisters, when you go to work, you have this burden that is that fall on your shoulder.
老板说你要加班。
So the boss will say, "Oh, you have to work overtime." You have to finish this job.
所以没有时间吃饭。
So you may not have time to eat.
没有时间跟回家跟孩子在一起。
You do not have time to spend with your children.
或者你没有时间跟你的女朋友在一起。
Or you don't have time with your girlfriend.
你想做的好多事情，想爱主，想要造就教会，根本留在脑后面。
So you want to do a lot of things. You want to do things for the church, but.It just comes after.
那所以怎么造就教会
？How do you edify the church?
因为很多的事情在压在我们头上，我们先要造就自己。
Because a lot of things that has been burdening us, so we have to help ourselves first.
你知道教会里面人家统计过，好多的年 年轻人甚至很多牧者都会在网站上看色情的东西。
So according to the statistic, a lot of young men in church, including the pastors, they have trouble with pornography.
他自己都管不住自己，怎么来造就教会？
If they cannot help themselves, how can they?
所以呢，我们要非常实实际际的做一个真实的人，真实的基督徒，就是想要造就自己。
So we have to be a practical man, practical Christians. We have to help ourselves first.
我们有的就能给出来。
When we have it, we will be able to get.
我们没有的给不出来。
We cannot give what we don't have.
就拿钱财做一个例子，你有一百块钱，你可以给一块钱，也可以给一百块钱。
For example, if you have $100, you can give a dollar or you can give all.
哇。100。如果你只有一块钱，你就最多只能给一块钱。
But if you only have $1, you can the most thing you can get is a dollar.
所以呢，就是我们想要富有才能帮助别人。
So meaning that we have to be rich first in order to help.
那这个富有不仅仅从的金钱上，是我们生命整个的一种富有。
The rich man doesn't mean our financial need is being, but also in every aspect of our life.
特别是我们灵里面的力量，
especially the strength that is inside of our spirit.
这个力量从哪里？
Where can you get the strength from?
是从圣灵。
It's from the Holy Spirit.
那所以这里呢，就是圣灵赐给我们的这个方言的祷告呢，就非常重要。
So that's why the gift of speaking in tongues is very important.
那包括使徒保罗他怎么讲？
Including Apostle Paul, what did he say?
在十八节前，他说：“我感谢神，我说方言比你们众人还多。”
So in the verse 18, he said, "Praise God, he speaks more."
Translate.
I think God, I speak in tongues more than all of you.
谁敢说我讲方言都比你们众人多？
How can you say that? Oh, I speak in tongues more than all of you.
谁敢这样讲？
Dare to say
that. 除非他真正天天都讲方言。
Unless he really speaks in tongues day after day.
是不是？如果他不是天天都在用方言的话，他怎么能讲我讲方言都比你们众人都多？
So if he didn't practice that, how can he say that? Oh, I speak in tongues more than all of you.
那为什么保罗需要天天讲方言？
Why Paul needs to speak in tongues day after day?
为什么保罗能够成就那么大的事情？
How can Paul accomplish such amazing tasks?
你知道保罗常常说自己是一个很软弱的人吗？
A lot of time Paul will say, "I am a weak person."
他为什么神那样大的用他？
How can God use him mightily?
那为什么他领受神那样的清楚？
How can he receive so clearly from God?
你如果在读哥林多后书的时候呢，他会这样讲，他说男的女的要不要结婚？他说，这个是我的意见。不是主的意见，就是他把主的和我的都分得很清楚。
So when you read the Second Corinthians about people asking about whether to get married or not, he explained a lot of things, and then he said, "Okay, this is just my opinion. Does not represent the opinion of God." So he knows the difference between his own opinions and God's opinion.
就是他非常清楚，他对神的领受是非常非常的清楚。
So he has that means he receives clearly from God.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你想不想从圣灵受得很清楚？
So brother and sister, do you want to receive clearly from God?
多少人想听神都听得很清楚？
How many of you want to listen to God clearly?
你想不想在你生命里面，想不想神对你的带领非常清楚？
So in your life, do you want to listen clearly to God, the thing that God wants to do?
那保罗是这样子，听得非常清楚。
So Paul really listens.
其中一个他说我说方言比众人都多。
So one of them he said, I speak in tongues more than all of you.
那所以呢，就说我们要求方言的恩赐。
So that's why we have to have the desire of speaking in tongues.
就要建造自己。
To edify ourselves.
建造这个词呢，原本里面是 oikodomeo， 就是说是，其实 oiko 是房子的意思，或者殿 ，domeo 是建，就是建房子。
So in the original text.The Greek meaning of edify means.
Oikodomeo.
Oiko means the house.
House, yes.
Domeo means building the house, building. So.
所以你要想 build your house， 你要建你自己的房子建好，才让人住进去，才能有功用。
So you need to build your own house, build it well, in order for people to come and live.
别人才能够享受，是不是？
So the people can enjoy,
自己也能够享受。
And you yourself can.
房子如果是个烂摊子，自己也享受不了。
If you don't have a good house, you don't enjoy it. Yeah.
所以呢，就是感谢主，有圣灵可以来帮助我。
So praise God that we have the Holy Spirit to help us.
那圣灵怎么帮助呢？
How can Holy Spirit help us?
要通过祷告。
It's through prayer.
特别通过方言的祷告。那我再加上一句，如果你没有方言的恩赐，这不代表神不爱你，也不代表你你跟神不亲近。
So if you don't speak in tongues, doesn't mean God do not like, do does not love you, and does not mean that God.
You are not close to God.
Yeah, you are not close to God.
因为神是很大的。
Because God is a great, mighty God.
但是呢，神既然给了我们帮助我们的恩赐呢，我们一定要。
But if God already given us the gifts that will help us, we have to desire for it.
你相信从天上来的天上来的最小的恩赐，比世界上最大的恩赐都好。
You know the smallest gift from heaven is greater than the biggest things on earth.
所以我们一定要来用神给的恩赐。
So we have to use gifts that are given by God.
那我们这里可能有从不同的背景、不同教会背景来的人。
So there are people that are from different churches in among us.
可能有一些神学上的问题。
So some of you may have this serious.
那有的人可能说，我成了基督徒，难道生命就没有充满吗？不讲究各种的问题。
So people will say, okay, now I'm a Christian. Doesn't mean that Holy Spirit does not fill me.
Though I'm not speaking tongues.
Even though I'm not speaking tongues, doesn't mean that Holy Spirit is not giving.
但是今天我们不走这个不讲神学的东西。
But today we are not going.
那不讲这种教派的问题。
So we don't talk about denomination.
我们就看看圣经里面怎么说。
We just look at the Bible.
那我们放到这个《使徒行传》第八章。
So we turn to Acts chapter 8.
那有一些情况呢，让我们来学习，就是说我们处在什么样的状况。
So there are some
passages.
Yeah, passages we have to learn.
那当时呢，就是这个背景是腓力一个门徒呢，到撒玛利亚呢，他们就传了很多的福音，人就信了耶稣。
So one of the disciples named Philip, he went to Samaria. Samaria. So he was telling people the good news.
但是后来呢，耶路撒冷的这个就差派两个使徒去了这些新的信徒中间。
So from Jerusalem, they sent two men to go into the cities.
嗯，我们看看当时在讲什么，讲什么，就是，十三节，这个十四节。
13 and 14。
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。十四节。
When the apostles in Jerusalem heard the Samaritan.Have accepted the word of God. They sent Peter and John to them.
两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。
When they arrived, they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them, they had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus.
于是使徒安守在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
And Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
我不知道你这里读到什么。
So what do you read from this?
就是有的人呢，他以耶稣的名已经受了洗，这里显讲得很清楚，对不对
？So it says that some of us has been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，这里讲得清清楚，他们并没有受圣灵。
But it's also said that they have not received the Holy Spirit.
这是圣经里面讲的，不是我讲的。
It's from the book, it's from the scripture, it's not from me.
但是呢，使徒安守的时候呢，他们就受了圣灵。
So when the apostles laid hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit.
那这是一个地方，就是说好多人呢，就是说他以耶稣基督的名受了洗。
So a lot of people received, baptized into the name of Jesus.
就说他得救了，重生了。
So they got the salvation, they are.
那重生的时候，圣灵也进到他们。
So when the born again, the Holy Spirit came to them.
但是呢，没有一个明显的圣灵充满的印记。
But they do not have this significant sign of like being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那所以这个呢，就说就是有的人是已经信主了，但是呢，他需要被圣灵更大的充满。
So a lot of people has already been baptized, but they need to have the Holy Spirit filled them up.
那所以我们要来渴慕圣灵的充满。
So we have to desire for the Holy Spirit.
啊，渴慕，方言的词。
Desire for the tab, yeah, speaking in tongues.
那我自己讲讲我这个灵受方言的一个经历，圣灵充满。
So I want to share how I got Holy Spirit and how I started to speak in tongues.
那我信主的时候呢，那教会当时并不提倡什么方言啊这些，没有人讲方言。
So when I became a Christian in my church, no one talks about speaking in tongues, and they do not encourage that.
但是我自己呢，我一信我就说圣经上每一句话我都要信。
But when I become a believer, I decided that I need to believe each verse that is in the Bible.
我不能只信一部分，不信另一部分。
I cannot just believe part of it and do not believe the other part of the Bible.
是不是？我们信神的话就要全信。
Is that right? When we become a believer, we need to believe in everything.
那特别是那个我要来建造自己的更要信。
Especially the one that will edify myself.I want to believe that.
啊，我是一个比较实惠的，要把自己先建造。
So I am 实惠的 ，I am
practical person.
Yeah, practical person.
是不是先要建造自己嘛？对不对
？Because I want to edify myself.
那为什么教会里面没有这种恩赐呢
？How come the church do not have this kind of gift?
那我就会追求，我就会祷告。
So I pray, I desire.
我就会参加不同的聚会。
So I went to.
后来大概六年以后在 Kansas
So 6 years later in Kansas City
那我就有一个机会呢被圣灵充满
So I have this chance to be filled with the Holy Spirit
那就是别人为我祷告的时候我就圣灵充满
So when a person prayed for me I was filled with the Holy Spirit
那充满以后呢就是非常非常的喜乐
So after I've been filled with the Holy Spirit I became so joyful
那第二天呢，就一天都用方言祷告。
So the whole day I was speaking in tongues.
好多人把这个叫做狂喜，叫 ecstasy。
狂喜。
就像那个吸毒上瘾，就是那个也用那个 ecstasy。
Just like a person that is taking drugs.
You get high. 身体上也就是装可以的 spirit， 就是你可以在这个喝醉酒。
Yeah, the Bible also talks about drunken spirits.
那为什么这就是神给我们充满
？So that God has filled us up.
他的灵把我们充满。
His spirit filled.
他的灵是那一个完全健康的、完全正面的、完全那个从上头来的清洁的，就充满我们。
So His spirit is completely healthy, completely pure that came to us.
啊，所以你真正的体会到新生命的一个。一个丰富。
So you can taste the abundance of life.
但我们不是把我们的眼睛看在这些现象上。
But we are not focusing our eyes on the signs of the spiritual gifts.
这些现象可能来，可能去。
So the phenomenon can come and go.
圣灵充满的基督徒有时候也会有悲伤的时候，也会有难过的时候。
So even those who have been filled with the Holy Spirit, they will go through up and downs.
我们不是拘泥在这些现象和感受
So we are not just focusing on the emotions or the phenomena
而是说圣经里面讲的真理我们就要来实践
But we have to practice whatever is written in the Bible
这方言呢是造就自己
So the speaking in tongues the gift of speaking in tongues will edify
所以我们要来祷告
That's why we need to pray
那也有一些人呢有一些阻碍
And some people may have obstacles in
这种阻拦有各种各样的原因
And it may be different reasons
有些是错误的教导
Sometimes a wrong doctrine
有些人就是对这个方言很抵挡
Some people reject speaking in tongues
那为什么我刚才讲的撒旦要攻击方言为什么因为他有得着能力所以他攻击
So as I said earlier because Satan want to attack on this because speaking in tongues
everybody gets strength
yeah.
你觉得你要让一个你要攻击你的敌人的话，你让他要刚强还是软弱
？If you want to attack your enemy, do you want him to be weak or strong?
你让他软弱的举手。
How many
you want the enemy to
be weak?
你如果在打仗的时候，你要让你的 敌人是要软弱还是刚强？
So is in a battle.
你说让他软弱的举手。
Do you want your enemy to be weak?
我告诉你，撒旦就是让你要软弱。
I tell you that Satan want you to be weak.
他要让你永远软弱。
He want you to be always weak.
他要让你永远做一个软弱的基督徒。
Always be a weak Christian.
所以他不断地在心思意念里面来在这个搅扰。
So he will continue to attack in your mindset.
所以错误的教导。
So wrong doctrine.
或者你有了正确的教导呢，他把你的实践拿走，不让你祷告，
oh,
或者你心思意念呈现的方丈。
So even if you receive the right doctrine, he will continue to make you busy. So that you don't have time to practice.
So, 好多人呢，有方言的词，也不用方言祷告。
So even people who have the gift of speaking tongue, they do not practice that.
一祷告说多了，哈哈哈！哎，我的儿子今天怎么没回家呢？
If I pray, okay, in town, and then you say, okay, how come my son is not home yet?
哦，赶紧打电话。
So, oh, okay, pick up the, I mean, sorry, ring.
啊，十多了，好吧，一定跟你十多了，很得了气。哎呀，今天。搞的什么？这地上没扫呢。
So you are speaking in town, all of a sudden you are like, oh, I haven't do my, chores yet, I haven't sweeped the floor.
这好多东西会来搅扰。
A lot of these things will come and disrupt you.
为什么？因为撒旦一定不能让你得着。
Why? Because Satan do not want you to have the power.
要清楚的明白，撒旦不想让你得着。
You have to know that Satan do not want you to have that.
那。你发现你听别人讲道的时候很仔细，你可能听这个方言的时候你已经发现这样就开始动摇，为什么？因为撒旦不让你得着能力，很简单。
Sometimes when you listen to a message it may impact you a lot, but then when you listen to this message about speaking in tongues you may not receive that well because Satan want to attack you on that.
哦，别的东西就心灵鸡汤啊什么东西，哇，你拍手真绝了，绝句绝句绝句，哇。
So maybe when you read the chicken soup, chicken soup for your soul, you may say, okay, wow, that's so great, so wonderful.
但是你一听到讲方言，
But when you listen to speaking in tongues, then you have doubts in your mind.
刚才我讲的撒旦一定会攻击，还有呢，就是通过我们的肉体。
So I said earlier that Satan will attack on that.
我们的面子。
Our own flesh.
面子。
Our face.
因为有的人他觉得我是一个很体面的人。
Some people say, "Oh, I am a man with honor."
怎么突然讲一些 gibberish， 这种自己都搞不清楚，好像是疯了，狂了。
How come suddenly talking nonsense gibberish？
我告诉你，神呢就是要让我们变成什么，像小孩子一样。
You know what? God wants us to become children.
那小孩子呢，有真正单纯的信心能力，要真正依靠他得着能力。
So children have a simple faith.They will rely on God.
那我记得我有一次呢，讲到我的面子必须要放下。
I remember once that I really have to lay down my own face.
有一次参加一个聚会呢，他们一些代表在拼命的加拿大代表。
So I was in a meeting that they were praying for Canada.
但是我说，他说代表者都上了，我就没上，我说我不是代表者。
So they call out the intercessors. Intercessors come, and I didn't come because I didn't know that I was.
但是后来坐在那里，圣灵一直感动说你要上去上去，后来我就上去了。
So when I was sitting there, and the Holy Spirit kept on urging me to go, so I went.
那我就跪在两个弟兄的中间。
So I was kneeling down between two brothers.
这两个弟兄呢，他是常常用方言祷告那个祷告会的领袖。
So these two brothers are the leader of the worship, the prayer team.
结果他们神感动他呢，他们把我就压在下面，就开始祷告了，我说什么的那个。
So they push my head down, so they speaking in tongues to me.
最后大概十几个人都来就压在我的身上，把我压停在那里，开始巴拉祷告。
So later on, about 10 men came to push me down, pinning down to the floor, and they were speaking in tongues to me.
后来我说。都听，你们这些人不知道我是一个博士吗？
曾经都拿 I have a doctor degree。
让我体面一点，你把我在这个 abuse 里，在这 abuse 里。
You guys are abusing me, like pin me down to the floor。
哇，拼命 祷告祷告祷告。
So they were praying and praying.
后来结果祷告完了，我发现我心里面有一个很大的改变。
So after they prayed, I felt that I had this renewal in my mind.
就是真的圣灵的一个能力降在我的里面，有一个东西呢，一个捆绑解除了。
So I felt this Holy Spirit came to me, and then some bondage has been broken.
我当时感受到一个祷告的力量。
So I felt the power.
当时的一个捆绑是什么呢？可以给大家讲一下，就是我呢不爱这个 BC， 我不爱 BC。
So one of the bondage that I had is that I did not love.
我说我在这里读完神学，我就去别的地方。这个地方的人不爱我，我也不爱他。
So I wanted to go away after I got my theology degree because I felt I was not accepted, I'm not loved by the people.
因为我刚到温哥华的时候呢，有两个人走到街上，他就对着我说 ，I hate Chinese.
Because when I was walking on the street of BC, two men when I came to BC, so two men came to me and told me to go.
就是 I hate Chinese， 我恨中国人。我说我刚来 BC 的几天的两个人不同的思想，他就跟我说是 I hate Chinese。
So I'd only been to BC for a few days, and already two men came to me and told me that they hate Chinese。
我觉得这个地方的人不爱我，我也不需要爱这个地方。
So I felt they don't want me, so I will not love the to love the BC。
那弟兄姐妹，你要知道，撒旦为什么要攻击我？因为神呼召我要爱 BC。
You know why Satan attacked me on that? Because God wanted me to stay in BC.
So, 后来在那次聚会里面，他们压着这个强王了以后，后来我突然那个聚会叫做KBC.
Yes. So the meeting
that
where I was pinned down before was called Caring for BC.
当时的一些教会的领袖，不同教会的领袖就在为 BC 祷告，我就参加了，圣灵动我，结果就是。神让我给我一个爱 BC 的心。
So the leaders were from different churches came to the meeting to pray for BC. So after the meeting, I received a heart to love BC.
那是别人为我有方言祷告。
So people prayed for me in town.
后来我自己常常有方言祷告的时候，里面有很多很多的突破。
So when I prayed in town for myself, I have a lot of breakthroughs.
那有时候我在服侍大众人的时候，有时候会。受到莫名其妙的攻击伤害。
So when I'm counseling other people, a lot of times I will get this attack from different people.
那我就来祷告方言。
So I pray in town.
你不用方言的祷告，你觉得算了算了 ，keep a distance, OK, 离远一点就好。
So if you do not pray in town, you might say, OK, I will just keep a distance away from those men.
那不是说一定要用方言祷告，而是有时候我们太软弱的时候呢。最好让方言圣灵来帮我们祷告。
It's not that you must pray in tongues, but when you are weak, you should practice that.
有的人没有方言祷告，但是他一直跪在主面前，倾心同意，这个也可以。
So some of you may not have the gift of speaking in tongues, so you kneel before the Lord and then telling Him what is in your heart is okay.
但是呢，弟兄姐妹，你如果真正亲近神呢，最后他还是要给你方言的恩赐。举一个例子，一个很有趣的故事，一个人得到方言，非常有趣的一个故事，大家听。
So I'm also going to tell you a story about a person that received the tongue.
我认识一个姐妹在东边，她呢这个非常非常爱主。
So I know the sister, she lives in the east.And she really loves God.
因为神把她一个从一个非常黑暗的境地里面救出来，所以呢，她就非常感谢神。
Because God has rescued her from a very dark place, and she has this gratitude for God.
她常常呢就跪在主的面前流泪祷告，主啊，你用我。
And she always kneels before the Lord and cries and says, God, use me.
那有一次呢，耶稣亲自向她显现，面对面显现。
So Jesus revealed himself to her face to face.
So he later 就对这个传福音有极大的，到哪里他都带着当真传福音。
So later on, she always telling people about the good news, the gospel.
因为当时有一次也是神给他启示一个异象，就是看到很多人排队往地狱里面去。
So when she received this vision, she said she saw people were lining up to go to hell.
所以他的一个救灵魂的心呢，非常的迫切。
So she has this desire to save the souls.
所以他就祷告很多。
So she prays a lot.
他说祷告很多次，有时候就出来一个声音，有时候就是一个很奇怪的声音。
She said, "Oh, it's so strange when I pray, and then this strange voice came from me."
但是呢，他每次出来这个声音呢，因为他没有这方面的教导，就是错误的教导，他就以耶稣基督的名斥责他要停下来。
Because she didn't receive the teaching of speaking in tongues, so every time she had this voice coming out of her, she would say, "Oh, in Jesus' name, I rebuke the voice."
他其实就是神给他放眼的词，但是他不要。
So God already gave her the gift of speaking in tongues, but she didn't want it. She didn't know.
直到我后来圣灵充满见到他，给他解释解释这一切。
Until I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and then I came to her and explained this to her.
那当时我按手在他身上，他就开始讲方言。
So and I laid hand on her, and she started to speak in tongues.
后来他就有很多这种异象啊什么，更加的很多的。
So later on, she got like a lot of visions.
好多时候他为什么祷告的时候，他祷告一下他就不祷告，他就做别的去了。
A lot of times she will pray for this person and then she will stop and do something else.
但是在他们的教会他不能请，因为那些人不提倡什么异象啊、方言啊。
So but she couldn't talk about it in her church because they do not encourage about it.
我就问他说：“你为什么刚才祷告完就不祷告了？完了，你是不是看到什么异象？”他说：“我看到耶稣已经按手在他的身上，医治好了，我就。”
So I asked her, how come you only pray for this person just for a short while and then you left? And then she said, oh, when I pray for the person, I saw Jesus already lay hands on the person. So that's why I went away.
但是很可惜，因为后来他们这个教会里面不太提倡了，他也不用了。
But because their church do not encourage prophetic anointing, so she stopped practicing that.
后来就服侍得很辛苦。
So later on, doing her ministry
became
difficult.
那后来我一直鼓励我说，你要
用这些词。So I encourage her that, oh, you should practice this.
那我就讲了，有的人因为他有不知的、不太清楚一些东西呢，他就觉得，他不用这个词。所以就是说，我们不要因着我们的面子或者因着我们的错误的教导来否认圣经上的真理。
So please do not.Because of your own faith or your wrong doctrine teachings that impact you, so that you do not practice what is.
特别不要影响你的面子。
Especially your faith.
不过感谢主呢，这个方言能证最主要的是在家里面 practice。圣经里也讲，不要在教会里面天天讲，
yeah.
因为不能造就别人。
Yeah, but praise God, the Bible says you should speak in tongues in your own home, so that because it doesn't edify the church.
所以今天呢，我们就祷告就说。弟兄姐妹，你要来接受这个圣灵的充满，要接受方言的恩赐，你要建造自己。
So, brothers, I want you to receive the gift of speaking in tongues so that you edify yourself.
不管你是什么背景。
No matter what background you're from.
越快越好。
It's better to be that.
因为神给的东西都是好。
Because everything that comes from God is good.
在神的心里面没有一点的恶意在里面。
Because there's no evil in God.
因为圣经上讲呢，你们这些人虽然不好，而是要鱼的时候不会给蛇，要饼的时候不会给石头，何况天上的父亲会把更好的拿出来。
So the Bible says, even if you are evil, you do not. When your son asks you for a fish, you do not give a stone. When they ask for bread, you do not give a stick. So how much more is God going to give you?
那这里讲得很清楚，就是说圣灵赐给方言的恩赐建造自己。
So it says clearly that the gift of speaking in tongues is to edify yourself.
我们要不要来建造自己
？You want to build yourself up.
多少人想建造自己
？How many of you want to build yourself up?
Yeah, 很多人，不是每一个人，我们都是要建造自己，
yeah.
让自己要刚强起来。
So we have to be.Also have to be strong.
那我那请Mary 姐妹做个见证，我跟她聊了一下，我觉得她在这方面很有经历，所以做个见证以后呢，我们来一起来祷告，接受。
大家好。
Hello everyone.
非常欢迎我们的弟兄
Do John.We welcome brother Duqiong.
还有 Robin. 非常的感恩神安排我们这样的时间，我们在一起交流，然后 在现在在这个地方，神安排我们时间在一起来听到分享。
It's God's arrangement that we can come here, gather together, and also listen to such messages.
Robin 是上个礼拜哈，上个礼拜的时候我认识他。
Last week I got to know Robin.
本来说来教会的，后来就是有事他没来，这个星期来。
And he came this week.
然后这个都正这个弟兄呢是非常的感恩，就是昨天他来摆家具。
Do John came yesterday for furniture.
他后来跟我分享说，他昨天早上 起来的时候就说，我可能要去教会了。
So God up and said, I would like to go to church.
因为他是从高贵林搬到 Surrey 才三天，买了房子来买家具，才三天。
He moved from Coquitlam to Surrey for 3 days and come to buy furniture.
他到一个地方呢，就是想到了找教会，就说明什么呢？就是我们只要有神。就是神的家就有温暖，因为在这个地方他没有朋友。
So anytime when we think about looking for church, that means we want a spiritual family.
所以我想这也是神给你预备的这个家。
I believe this is also God is preparing a home for you, family for you.
Robin 也是 ，Robin 他是一个非常爱主的弟兄，常常的祷告，跟主是非常的亲近，又非常多的见证。他也会预备时间来这里来分享。Robin 这个弟兄呢，但是他现在还没有一个完全的家，我相信这也是神给他预备的家。
Robin is also a nice brother who is praying and love God and many testimonies. I believe the Lord is preparing a spiritual family for him.
我想说的是，就是我为什么会就是跟他们在一起的时候祷一下告，他们就愿意跟我来教会。
I want to share why when I just pray for them.Met the first time, they are willing to come to the church with me.
其实每次我祷告的时候，他们都知道，都有方言祷告。
So, they knew that every time when I pray in tongues.
Robin 是一个非常好的方言祷告。
Robin always pray in tongues.
所以昨天我也给这个杜正弟兄用方言祷告了。
So yesterday I also prayed for Du Jun with tongues.
因为昨天到他家里去帮他看了一下家具的那个尺寸，顺便给他做了个祷告，我当时看到都正弟兄的眼泪都要掉下来了。
So yesterday I went to his home to do some measurements and also at the same time prayed for him and he came to tears.
所以很多时候在方言祷告里神就会给我一些感动，就 感知到你生命中经历了一些什么，不是我知道的，是圣灵告诉我的。
So when I pray in tongues, I know that many times Holy Spirit reveals things to me. It's not from me myself about the person what he went through.
那在这里我想分享一下我是如何得到这个圣灵的这个方言祷告的。
I want to share how I got the gift of tongues.
其实我刚之前我的一个弟兄和姊妹他们常常讲方言，我是很排斥。
So before, I had a brother and a sister in the Lord. They always pray in tongues, but I resist.
但是我从来没有求这个恩赐。
And also, I didn't ever really desire for such a gift.
但有一次在一次特会上。
There was in a special conference.
我有一个姊妹，她为我祷告。
有个 sister prayed for me.
她就是我坐在椅子上，她就是搁着我这样就为我祷告。
And I was sitting there, and he just laid his left hand to pray for me.
他就说圣灵更多的充满，更多的充满。
So he said, Holy Spirit, fill her more, fill her more.
然后我就是两个胳膊就是像水一样的注到我两个胳膊就很重。
I felt like water come to fill my arms, become very heavy.
然后我坐在椅子上就倒下去了。
So I was sitting on the chair, I fall down.
我倒下去了之后呢，就出来一个名字叫陶艺，就是我的舅舅。
And then there's a name, which is my uncle's name, 陶艺 appeared to me.
然后我就哭，然后再笑。
So I cried and laughed.
然后我那个时候知道，我完完全全的就是饶恕了，就是我的舅舅，因为小时候他给了我不少的伤害。
So that time I knew that I have forgiven my.Uncle Toy, because when I was small, and he inflicted many abuse to me.
他经常论断我。
Always judging me.
为我小时候长得蛮可爱，也长得蛮漂亮的。
So when I was little, I was pretty and active.
其实有好多的男孩子来到我边上，其实我根本就没有跟他们说什么，但他始终就说我招惹男孩子。
Many boys come to me. I didn't say anything, but my uncle always says, "You, the seducer."
所以就是他告诉我爸爸，就是受了不少的打。
So I was really hurt.
所以在那个时候，我就一个非常大的饶恕了一个我舅舅。当天晚上我回到家，我知道这是圣灵充满我。
So that time I know when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, I know I totally forgiven my uncle. I know I filled with the Spirit.
然后晚上的时候，我就说哈利路亚，我就跪在地上，我说哈利路亚，哈利路亚，就这样一直讲哈利路亚。
So in the evening, I kneel down and pray and say Hallelujah.
然后后面就是哈啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦啦哈啦啦啦啦啦啦，就这样停不了。
And later on, is the tongues coming and I cannot stop.
然后我就是哈啦啦，我就知道那个是方言。
So I knew that it's tongues.
因为我那个弟兄和姊妹他常常讲方言。
Because my that brother sister they always pray in tongues.
然后我就开始第二天我洗澡的时候我就开始哈啦啦啦啦哈啦啦就这样。
The second day when I was in the shower, I just pray.
然后我就发现我就是越讲越多，我就越讲越开心。
So I found that the more I pray in tongues, the more I pray, and also I get happier and joyful.
其实那个时候我有很多的压力，因为工作上，因为也刚刚开始工作，有很多的压力，然后家庭上各个方面有很多的压力。
At that time, I had a lot of pressure from all sides, my family, finance.
但是我发现我每次讲方言的时候，我心里就很舒畅，什么都不想。
So when I pray in tongues, and then I find this peace come.
所以我就只要一有时间，我公交车上。讲方言，我就是在工作上，别人看到我在就是在打扫卫生，我也讲方言。我就是任何时候，我只要一有机会，我就开始讲方言。
So, when I go to after that, when I take a bus, I just pray in tongues. When I sweep the floor in my company, I just speak in tongues.
我特别有经历的是，就是有些时候我爱不出来，或者是说对一个我感觉比较讨厌的人有点反感的时候，但是我只要一讲方言，马上就能跟他好了。
So especially when I have a relationship problem with someone, I couldn't relate to or forgive. And when I pray in tongues, I suddenly find I can, you know, still reach out to him.
而且我很多时候在工作上有一点点害怕，比方说，因为我刚开始的时候我电脑也不熟，然后产品知识也不熟，很多做单子的时候就有点紧张。在那个紧张的时候，我发现我就自动的开始讲方言。
So there are many times I'm not familiar with the computer, not familiar with the products. I get a little bit nervous. I started praying tongues.
每次如果是老板把我叫到办公室跟我讲这个现在你的做的业绩啊什么的，我就会有一点紧张。
So when my boss called me into the office talk about the productivity, I got nervous.
所以我在这些时候的时候，我都是在讲方言，然后就使我胜过了。
So when I go to the office, I pray in tongues, so I overcome myself.
我在这里就是简单的分享一个我为什么会来到这个教会。
So I want to share a little bit why I came to this church.
就是有一天呢，就是在我培训，就是我们有三个月的培训期。
So there was a probation time in the company, 3 months.
就是在这三个月当中，我们要有个业绩的达到一个指标。
So in 3 months, we have to have a certain meet a certain limit of the sales.
如果我完成不了指标，我就要离开这个公司。
If I cannot reach that goal, I have to leave.
在这三个月快结束的前一个礼拜。
Actually, 1 week before the 3 months is going to end.
然后呢，记得很清楚，那天是快中午的时候，就是我的 sales manager 把我叫到办公室。
So I remember on that day at the lunchtime, my manager called me to the office.
他说 ，Mary， 如果你不完成这个月不完成7000块的指标，700块的 warranty， 你就要离开。
So Mary, if you couldn't finish $7,000 sales, you are going to leave.
你要知道那个时候如果我离开了，我一分钱都没有了。
So if that time I leave the job, I have no any money with me.
我心里呢有点紧张。
I was very nervous.
但是呢，因为我在这个 break 的工作呢，我知道是神亲自带领我来的。
I knew that the job break is from God.
所以我当时啊，我就是从办公室出来，我在办公室里已经开始哭了。
So when I was in the office, I started crying.
然后他就说了一句 ，Mary, no emotion.
So my manager said, "Don't be emotional."
然后我就是跑到厕所里去了，跑到就是洗手间。
So I went to the washroom to cry.
但是就是全都是眼泪嘛。
So those tears.
我就是跪在这个洗手间的边上。
So I kneel down in the washroom.
我就是开始哈拉的是靠巴拉的是马耶克斯靠的是哈拉的是贝克斯靠的巴拉的是这个工作是你给你带领我来。
So she started praying in tongues and said, "God, this is given job is from you."
我就觉得一股力量就是啊，我是靠神的，就开始那几遍就是这样子，就是一点点一点点就说，说到后来慢慢就觉得我就自己很释放。
So after I feel there's a strong power come on to me, and after I pray for a while, I feel I was released.
然后外面就有个声音叫我，就说 Mary, 你的 Casper 找着了。
So there was a voice from outside that the worship said, Mary, somebody is looking for you.
我记得这个姊妹也是这个教会的，现在我还见到先进姊妹。
So there was a sister actually from this church, Cindy.
他看到我流着泪，他说：“你为什么流着泪？”
Can you understand why are you in tears?
我大致的就没跟他讲为什么流着泪，但是我就开始给他在一起交流一下。他说买沙发，大概简短两个小时左右，就是把所有的东西都搞定，把我所有的纸条、warranty 全都搞定。
So basically, he came to buy some furniture in 2 hours and finished the sale.
然后我走到这个我们的这个 customer service， 看到我们那个 sales manager， Hallelujah.
So I went to the counter and I saw the sales manager and Hallelujah.
因为他知道我全完成了，所以我就在这里讲，就是一个例子，就是说方言祷告其实能给我们增加很多的能力。然后之后就是我有很多的意象，包括异梦啊，就是都是透过方言祷告，有的时候三个小时、两个小时就马上就会有的意象出来。所以我觉得方言祷告就像牧师讲的，它是一种能力，但是这个撒旦攻击我们的时候，就从我们个人得到能力来攻击，所以让你讨厌这个。
So many times when I'm praying tongues for 2 hours, 3 hours, I suddenly see like God giving me visions and I get power. Now why Satan want to attack this? Just like the pastor said, because he does not want to get power.
因为我的有个经理，她叫 Me Too 哈，是女生。她每一次软弱的时候，她有的时候叫我到办公室，她说你就给我探子。
So there's a manager that Me Too and.When she's weak and she says she believes another religion, but when she's weak, she'll call Mary to the office. Please pray for me in tongues.
所以昨天我也给这个杜正弟兄用 tongues， 他能感觉到一种力量，而且他慢慢的，我感觉他就是眼泪就是在有点出来了，就是他里面的东西在翻涌了，感受到这生命在里面。
Yesterday I was also praying for Du Zheng and I used with tongues. I felt his power and his touch.
Do John, that is the right time. You just follow with Jesus and a very strong faith from you, and you can do wonderful job for the bar.
就是杜正姐，从现在开始你要做大事的事。
我知道，就到我身边来很多的人，他都是有神特别的这个使命在里面，而且就是包括艾娃姐都能感受得到，就是神有个特别的东西在里面，还有艾瑞贝卡，还有这个桑尼他们。
So I know that everybody comes to my life as a calling from God.
肖明弟兄，肖明弟兄，
对，就非常坚定
的，就是能在跟随主，就是不受任何动摇。这个就是神带领来的，我知道他是有特别的祝福在里面。
So this is a special calling, special blessing on each one come to this church, come to with me.
我是非常建议大家讲方言。
I really suggest everybody praying tongues.
因为当我讲方言的时候，我对孩子没有耐心的时候，我有耐心了。
When I pray tongues, if I lose patience with my children, when I pray, I get patience.
我当我讲方言的时候，客户让我没有耐心的时候，我有耐心。
But when there's no patience with my customers, when I pray tongues, the patience will come.
当我讲方言的时候，我的老公说我生气了，我可以主动向他道歉了。
So if my husband is mad at me or whatever, when I pray in tongues, I'm willing to apologize.
其实很多时候我都是极力的解释，但是当我讲方言的时候，我不是在极力的解释，我就是来道歉，真诚的道歉。
Interesting enough, you know, many times I try to explain to my husband about things or to people, but when I pray in tongues, most of the time I will apologize.
大家与方言的就多多的操练，因为方言越操练，他就是跟他讲的就是越畅通，然后音节就越多。那就是说，你跟神交通的时候，这个魔鬼撒旦都听不懂，那有多好
？So if you have gift of tongues, encourage to practice and practice.The more you practice, the more different symbols, syllables you will have, and even Satan cannot know what you pray about.
首先，我们心里不拒绝。
First, we shouldn't resist in our heart.
其次呢，我们要有一个渴慕的心。
Second, we have a desire.
然后我们再操练。
Third, we need to practice.
这个是说简单很简单，说难可能有的人一辈子都得不到。
So this seems very simple, but many people they didn't get it in their whole life.
我这里给你讲一个小小的例子，是我的一个客户，菲律宾人。
I want to share you a small example about a customer, a Filipino.
我这个菲律宾姐妹，她求了好多年翻译，她到美国特会上，到各个特会上，她说她求过翻译。
She said she went to many conferences, spiritual conferences, to get the tongues.
但是没有求到。有一天，他到我这里买家具。早上的时候，我跟他确认这个 delivery time 的时候呢，我就跟他在电话里祷告。
So, but one day, she came to buy furniture. One prayed on the phone with her.
然后讲到后来，他说撒啦啦撒啦啦撒啦啦啦，就开始这样子讲翻译了。他说：“哎呀，这太高兴了，他得到翻译了。”之后他跟我联系过，他说他得到翻译之后，他这个生命就是开始就是很大的信心在神。
Then on the phone she started speaking tongues, and then after that she said there's a big freedom.
所以有的时候让别人给我们翻译祷告的时候，首先我们不拒绝。
So some people is praying for us to receive tongues first, we shouldn't resist.
还是那句话，就是既然信神，就信圣经上的每一句话。
So then again, if we believe God, we believe every word in the Bible.
我相信大家一定会得到。
I believe everybody will get the tongues.
谢谢。
Thank you.